Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, I hope Santa brought you everything you asked for.
And I hope the Hanukkah equivalent of Santa brought you everything you asked for.
John Lovitz? Well, Mike, before the holiday, I left everybody with a challenge, and I'd like to clear it up. I said, start with the phrase Christmas tree. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell a five-letter word for a type of fabric often used in association with lighting, and an eight-letter word for places they're often used. What are the words?
The fabric is a scrim, and the places are theaters.
You are correct.
Oh, good. Well, Ian, we have somehow once again made it through another year, and that means it is time once again for the annual Any Questions clearance sale. As per tradition, we've got some unused questions from categories we did during 2017, all available at low, low prices. And since this is the seventh time we are doing this... The seventh time.
He said, furrowing his brow.
I chose questions from the shows that ended in the number seven. First up, from show number 287, about miracles. On January 15th, 2009, U.S. Airways Flight 1549 struck a flock of Canada geese and lost engine power. It was piloted to a landing in the Hudson River, and the incident became known as the Miracle on the Hudson. What was the last name of the pilot who brought Flight 1549 to a safe landing?
It was Sullenberger.
That is correct. Chesley Sully Sullenberger. And as it is required by law, Tom Hanks played him in a film in 2016. From show number 297 about perfect. While the ratios for the ingredients in a martini have varied over time from 2 to 1 to 3 to 1 to as high as 15 to 1, the version called a perfect martini uses equal parts of the sweet and dry versions of what?
Vermouth?
That is right. From show number 307, about forts and fortresses. Prior to 1974, two neighboring cities had as their main airport facilities, respectively, Love Field and Meacham International Airport. In 1974, a new facility opened that now serves as the main airport for the two cities and has the international airport code DFW. What do the F and the W stand for in that code?
The only time I've ever been to Texas was entirely in the confines of Dallas-Fort Worth Airport.
Really? And Dallas-Fort Worth Airport is the second largest airport by acreage. It's larger than the borough of Manhattan. From show number 317, about famous pennies. Adapted from an earlier work called The Beggar's Opera, the 1928 play with music called The Three Penny Opera by Kurt Weill and Bertolt Brecht features a number of songs that have gone on to become standards in their own right. One such song is De Moritat von Mackie Messer, perhaps most famously recorded by Bobby Darin in 1959, entitled what?
Mac the Knife.
That's right. That is where Mac the Knife comes from. And finally, from show number 327, not too long ago, about 12. This was a show you did, actually. Quote, the air is filled with foam and spray. Sea is completely white with driving spray. Visibility very seriously affected. Is the description for the conditions at sea that correspond with level 12 on the Beaufort scale, which is named for the British Royal Navy officer who developed it in the early 1800s. What does the Beaufort scale measure?
I think it measures wind.
Yes, it does. It measures wind speed. Well, we have once again used up all of our leftover questions, and apparently I have also used up all my leftover jokes, so could you send some to us at quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or the last challenge of 2017.
Start with the phrase bargain price. Change one letter to a B, not the one that's already there, of course, and you can rearrange the result to spell a five-letter word and a two-word phrase that each name a part of the body. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge. Enjoy New Year's Eve, and we'll be back in 2018.
We will see you next year.